Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you create your core offer? Now, this may be the first time that you've heard the word offer. Maybe you've heard it on social media or on YouTube and just been so confused. What do people mean when they say, what's your offer? So let me dive into that. Your core offer is essentially the promise that you are making to somebody else. The thing that you are actually selling, your product. Ultimately, by the end of a period of time of working with you and your brand, what will I have achieved? What will I have accomplished? Now, your craft as a personal trainer, your craft as an online coach is not actually why people invest with you. People invest with you because they want to get out of pain and into more pleasure. There are things that they specifically identify with that when presented with a solution to a problem, they buy. People that are confused and not sure very rarely buy. You know that from a psychological perspective. Here's the thing. If I went into a shop and there were hundreds and hundreds of pairs of jeans, right? It's very, very confusing for me to know which one I need. Now, I have a smaller waist, bigger thighs, and with that, I look at all the jeans, and if nothing in the shop actually grabs me and says, bang, these are for you, then very often, the whole process of ever buying any jeans is something that I'm not going to go for. But can you make that absolutely irresistible for me? Can you make the decision for me to buy a pair of jeans perfect? Guys, train, bigger legs, want more of a luxury jean, and have a smaller waist? These are for you. That makes it an offer for me, specifically for me, something that I need. But if it's, hey guys, want some new jeans? Then it's just jeans. Now, the reason I say that to you is because want a personal trainer? You don't know whether it's the right personal trainer. You want an online coach? Don't know whether it's the right online coach? Tell me that there is something specific that you are offering relative to the market that you're in, fitness, health, body transformation, bodybuilding, whatever it is. Make it very, very clear to me that the thing that I want the most, you have, and then show me consistently, teach me, educate me, build up a relationship with me, and then say, this is how I can do it. I'll buy it from you. Now, we do that in all walks of life. But when you're marketing your coaching business, you just tell people you're a PT, tell people an online coach. So what I want to do is I want to take you through a little framework that I actually learned from a company called Digital Marketer that helps me identify deeper with the type of person that I work with and the transformation that people go through. Once we've done this, I will talk you through your big three and how we identify something that I've identified as the three most important things that make up your offer. And then within your marketing, your messaging, your signaling, everything that you put out, it makes it very, very clear. When it's not clear, which happens for so many coaches, when you're walking through the gym or when you're looking through someone's social media page, can people immediately identify with what you help them with? Okay, very rarely the answer is yes. So let me grab my pad, talk you through a few of these notes. I talked to you a second ago about what is the end result. Well, if you don't know the end result of what somebody achieves with you or what you want people to understand that you do, You can't communicate this. Now, please remember this. Whatever your core offering is, the thing that you are providing, promising, offering, the thing that someone's going to buy from you, whatever you're presenting, it needs to be aligned with your knowledge, your skill, your expertise, and your results. Now, if you want to sell to a particular market, you have to be understanding and appreciative that the time it will take, if you haven't got that skill just yet, to market something that you are not credible in, you need to be very, very good at teaching and educating and documenting your journey to allow somebody to believe and trust in you. Which is why a lot of people that haven't got a lot of transformations but are in phenomenal shape themselves, people believe that the offer that they present is achievable because of them. So a lot of coaches say, I help people achieve life-changing transformations, and I don't see any. And then I don't even see you practicing what you preach. It's not congruent. Now, there's four things I want you to write down and understand. So you can pause the video or pause listening to this as I go through this. It's called a before and after state. This really helps you understand where your clients are now and where they arrive or end up at the end of the coaching process with you. This is the transformation that you provide, which creates some uniqueness to what you offer. Number one is, what do they have? What do they have right now before? They have low energy, low libido, they have low muscle tissue. So you write down, what do they have before? What do they have? How do they feel? Unhappy, low in self-confidence. How do they feel? Low in energy. What is an average day like for this type of person? Fatigued, frustrated, angry. Let's start writing down how they feel before. Now, this is so powerful because for you to do this process and actually identify and understand fully how somebody feels before, when we fast forward to the after, we're now picturing what that person feels like afterwards, which we can understand. Ultimately, we want to provide an offer which is a transformative process. How does this person feel socially, professionally, around friends, colleagues, before? Isolated. They feel that no one really wants to talk to them. Maybe they feel they're overweight, they're just unhappy with themselves. So we have, and you can keep writing these down, by the way, all the before reasons. What do they have? How do they feel? What's an average day like? And how do they feel socially and professionally? Now this goes into the before column. And then we say, what do they have after? Incredible energy. Doubled their muscle strength. Drop 10% body fat, whatever it may be. They have low levels of body fat. How do they feel? They feel they can look in the mirror and love what they see. They feel that they're in control of their life again. This is the transformative process. You see my energy lifting up when we talk about the transformative process. What's an average day like? Organized, structured, full of energy. How do they feel socially, professionally? They feel like they've got something to contribute. They feel great in clothes. They feel phenomenal. Now, you can do a before and after state, which is so important, and you need to have this written down to at least appreciate what it is that your clients were like before, even if you're creating like an avatar figure before, and how people feel afterwards. So, what do they have? A personal trainer. How do they feel? They're doing online coaching. Boring. There's no value to it. Now, when we actually start to get to this point now and we understand the transformative process that somebody goes through, you start to really buy into the fact that whatever I'm going to buy from you is a transformation process. So what I'm looking for when I go in to buy a handbag for my wife, I know how my wife wants to feel. I know what she has before and what she's going to have afterwards. That transformative process. And so when you have any designer, they are looking to market to you with the transformative process in place, how someone's going to feel, how it makes you feel, how it uplifts your energy, what level of status people have. They're not marketing just a handbag. It's a feeling. So this is their offer. It's going to make you feel like this. You're going to have this eventually. Around other people, socially and professionally, you'll feel a particular different way. And people, obviously, 9 times out of 10, buy that. So the reality is, as we're going to get to your core offering now, we're going to talk about something called your big three. Now you've identified the before and after state, you're a lot more in tune and in touch with who it is that you're trying to help, but not just what they are right now today, what transformation they've gone through, and then we're going to sell that transformation. That's the thing that we're going to package up. But we're not going to have the whole of the before and after state and try and market all of that. It's very valuable. What we're going to do is we're going to condense it into three key offering areas, what I call your big three. When we have your big three written down, we're going to make it very, very clear in our marketing, in our testimonials, on our website, in our reels, in our videos, in our graphics. Very, very clearly, that this is what we're helping people to achieve. So I pick three for you. In understanding how a 40-year-old woman feels with children and the body shape's taken a bit of a hammering over the years, and they just don't feel like themselves anymore. They've lost a bit of their identity, how they feel. They've had children. They've not really been in the gym a great deal. That person might feel they want a personal trainer, but they're kind of like, who do I choose? I might have an online coach, but who do I choose? What if somebody had this offering? I help women who have had children lose weight and keep it off. Enjoy food rather than avoid it. And be proud of how they look in the mirror. That's my offer. That's what I'm saying I'm going to do. I help women lose weight and keep it off. Well, amazing. I'm going to get my shape and learn how to keep it off. Enjoy food rather than avoid it. And be proud of how I look in the mirror. Now, here's your opportunity. Whatever you do and whatever you're saying to people, I help people drop body fat. Great. Inspiring. Not really. Then we've got to look at the after state. Is it about transforming their life? Is it about improving their mindset and improving their health and happiness? Is your offer specifically about helping somebody improve a specific thing? Now, if it's unrealistic, you know, you're saying that I help people drop 25 pounds in 28 days and without following a restrictive diet and only training for 20 minutes a day. This is the sort of rubbish that you hear all over social media. It's unrealistic. You can't show any evidence of doing it. It's not aligned to what you do. Therefore, it's not believable, and therefore people won't buy it. But if I actually created a program, let's say life health, or let's call it transforming for life, where we help women lose weight, keep it off, enjoy food rather than avoid it, and be proud of how they look in the mirror. If a woman's consistently seeing your content, which talks about being able to keep weight off and documenting in testimonials of other people doing the same, actually talking about how you can make better food choices without being restrictive to the point where it's uncomfortable and the point where you feel like you're on a diet, and then women constantly saying, I'm on the beach for the first time in my life wearing a bikini rather than wearing a one piece. It's changed my life. It's changed how I feel. It's changed my relationships with other people. From start to finish with your content, everything is about that. And I think it's really, really important at this point to understand that when you're creating your offer, it's not something that happens in 2 minutes. Oh, I know what I do. Make it unique to you. Make it unique to your audience. Make sure it's unique in your messaging. Make sure you take your time to come up with the three things that you help people with. But here's some tips. I want them to be specific. I want them to capture people's attention. I want them to be realistic. And I want you to be able to document and show evidence that that is where your skill set, education, knowledge, and skill actually, you can present that. So in terms of packaging up your offering, I've used an example for you today. I've used an example of the before and after state. So you can say, how do my clients feel right now? Or my target audience? They feel like they don't have a lot of money, muscle. How do they feel? They feel skinny around other people. How do they feel socially and professionally? Like people are looking at them because they don't have a lot of muscle. You know, I help guys add 10 pounds to their frame. I help guys add muscle to every lagging body part. And I'm like, this guy helps me add muscle to every body part. And, you know, fill out t-shirts or, you know, feel confident with your top off on the beach. So you're going to help me add 10 pounds of muscle or 10 pounds of lean body weight. You're going to help me build lagging body parts and you're going to help me feel proud on the beach. I'm just going to help you transform your body. Now you're talking specifically to guys that are under-muscled, that are struggling to build body part areas, that are struggling to feel confident on the beach. Then we can put that one in our content and we can say, are you a guy who struggles to add muscle in areas and think you have a genetic problem with building muscle? Would you like to feel confident on the beach and wearing t-shirts that you can fill out? Then we have an offer. That's what we do inside our whatever the name of the program is. So we're starting to build your offer. Now, here's the deal. Building your offer. Build it, build it, build it. It doesn't take 2 minutes. You'll have to tweak it, refine it. It doesn't sound right. But the better it gets, the more believable it gets, the more your content is aligned, the better your offer is for everybody else. You're going to find that it will cut through the noise. It will be specific to your target audience. And in this world where everybody thinks we're in this completely saturated market, there's always room for a very good offer. So make yours unique to you. Present it with pride. Get clear. Do what I've talked through in this video. And you'll have your own offer. You'll have your own clarity, your own focus, and you'll have your own audience raving for you and your product. If you found this helpful and you would like our help crafting your offer, spend time with me and my team. Let's get inside your world. The reason why you're not making money right now, the reason why you're not getting clients right now is because you don't know how to do this. And you maybe watch this video, listen to this on iTunes and gone, that's me, but I need some guidance. Well, that's what we do. We can help you. So all you need to do if you're watching this on YouTube right now is click the link in the description box and go straight to the website. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then all you need to do is go to the link in my bio on my Instagram feed, and you'll find all the information about what we do and how we can help you. For now, make sure you click like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Send me a message if you want any more information. You don't want to look at the click on the links and you just want to ask me a question. Send me a message on Instagram. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.